morning and welcome to First Cut. I'm your host, James Hudson. I'm here with my co-host, Matt Skorupski. This is the radio show where we talk about Bluffton Beavers golf as well as PGA Tour. But to start off the show, I have in the studio with me Julian LaValle and Carter Mumbauer, two of Bluffton's very own men's golfers. How are you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic, James.
Doing all right. Hanging in there.
So I understand you guys play at the HCAC preview this week in Anderson, Indiana. What do you guys need to do to come out and just play your brand of golf and just play the best golf you guys can this weekend?
I think the main thing, especially for a conference event like this, is just trust yourself. A lot of it's the confidence off the first tee. You know, we've been working hard all year, all summer, you know, most of our lives for golf. And it's just all about, you know, stepping up to that first tee box and being confident with your swing.
Carter, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I agree with him totally. He's been here longer than I have, and I'm just getting used to this experience and dealing with the pressure of a college life and college golf and just trying to prove myself.
Yeah, for sure. And so what are some of the biggest things that you guys find help you coming into a tournament week, being that seeing a golf course before you go play it or just going out and, you know, playing nine holes every day? So what would you think that some of the biggest things you guys do is to prepare team or individually?
I think first, for an individual perspective, you look at what you feel comfortable with, you know, what you feel like you need to work on from the previous week, you know, whether it's just, you know, off the tee, whether it's working on some short game like that. And then from a team perspective, we try to look for a little bit of the course, try to figure out, you know, if it, you know, a little more narrow, you know, try to figure out what off the tee would be working a little bit better. You know, then if it's more trees, you know, you can go to like Bluffton instead of Hidden Creek and figure out, you know, let's play a couple of shots under the trees and see how it works.
Anything else from you, Carter?
No, I agree with him totally. Definitely try to adapt yourself at your practice facilities with the course that's coming up that you're about to play. Maybe look up on the internet some yardage books and for the course that you're coming up to play and prepare for that way and just get mentally prepared and just be ready to play.
Yeah, and how has the change been from high school golf to college golf, Carter? I know that you're probably going to be the one answering this because, Julian, you didn't play golf in high school, correct?
No, I did not, actually.
So, Carter, how has the change been going from high school to college golf?
The courses are definitely a lot longer and tougher. The greens are a lot faster, and the pressure is definitely there compared to high school golf, just to compete and play up to your level of competition. And also just with all your work that we have in college and just time management, being able to make sure you're perfecting your craft of golf as well as staying up on top of your grades.
Yeah, it's definitely a big key to stay on top of your grades, especially here, trying to keep your GPA up so you're eligible to play. So what are some of your guys' biggest goals through your college career? Julian, I know you're a sophomore, so you got one less year than Carter. So what are you guys' biggest goals for your career in college golf?
I think the biggest thing, first off, is just setting like mini goals. You know, you set your year goals, you set some stuff personally. I know for me, a lot of it is just getting better every single year. You know, seeing the strokes drop, getting the average a lot better, and then fixing the little things. I know all of us on the team, everyone can attest to it, that a lot of the little stuff kills us. You know, just trying to work on that, you know, drop a couple strokes every single time you go out there, learn something, and try to get better from it.
Yeah, I agree with him with the small goals and just trying to improve your game every single day. But also, by the time my senior year, I want to win a championship here, and I want to create history. I also want to get my average down every year, like he said, and just keep on improving my game and just get ready for my future.
And what is one thing you both can look to improve on going into the spring season? I know you guys have this weekend off, then next weekend's the HCAC preview, and then you're done for the fall season. So what is one thing you guys kind of are going to look to go into the winter season to improve on to make the spring season a lot better?
I'm definitely going to be working. I want to make a swing change in this off season just so I'm able to score better, and I need to work on some putting and some chipping so I'm able to score well around the greens, and that'll just help round my game up a lot more and just be more consistent and just get my scores lower and be a consistent golfer more than I have been.
I know for one thing, with Coach Adam Craig, he's been really trying to get us to really evolve as the winter season comes, because the winter is a perfect time to strengthen your game off of the golf course. Due to the fact we live in Ohio and it is awful weather, we don't have a chance to go out very often to the courses, if at all. So instead, we do have practice facilities inside Berkey Gym, which have been very helpful. It's just a nice way to get your swing going and everything like that. You know, work on some little things like Carter says, some swing changes like that. You know, trying to keep the balance of your feet, you know, making sure you're shifting your weight through. I know for me personally, it's getting my hips through. And I've got some drills that coaches talked to me about too to get, you know, working on that. And that's very easy to do inside.
All right. Thank you guys for being here in the studio with me today, and I hope you guys have a great season this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, James.
The men's golf team will be at the HCAC preview in Anderson, Indiana at the Anderson Country Club Saturday, October 20th through the 21st. So if you're in Indiana, you find yourself there, go out and support the Beavers. We're going to take a short break here in just a minute, and when we come back, we're going to be talking PGA Tour.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
And we're back here on First Cut, 96.1 The Wit. And now that I have my co-host, Matt Skorupski, back in the studio with me after that nice interview I just had with two of Bluffton's very own members of the men's golf team, we're going to be talking some PGA Tour. And Matt, as you know, the PGA Tour season, for say, is now over. There's a lot of amateur tournaments going on, and kind of like with the baseball, it'd be like the minor leagues going on right now. But Matt, coming into the new season for the PGA, what do you think some of the golfers got to do to really just come out and play a lot better this season than they did last season?
I think really they just have to look at where they kind of fell through this last season and focus more on those areas so that they can perfect their craft, which they're already really good at. I mean, they're in the PGA, but there's always little things that you can always get better with no matter what.
Yeah, for sure, Matt. I definitely think that the big issue for a lot of the PGA Tour golfers last year was putting. You know, you'd see guys come out one tournament, putt super well. And this happened a lot with Tiger Woods. He'd come out one tournament and be on fire on the greens, couldn't miss a putt. And then he'd have other tournaments where, you know, he'd be hit or miss. And then he'd have some tournaments where from long range he could hit a putt, but inside 7 feet he couldn't hit a putt. And I feel like if he can just, him and a bunch of other golfers, I guess I should say, if they could just put that game together, you know, you need to be able to hit everything inside of 7 foot, especially when you're in the PGA Tour. But if you can also hit, you know, 1 out of 10 shots from long range, you know, long range is in like, you know, over 20 foot putts, I feel like you would definitely excel on the greens.
Oh yeah, that's a really good point too. But honestly, what I'm really excited for is actually for the so-called minor league of the PGA. That way we can possibly see some breakout stars here. Because, I mean, we already know the Tiger Woods, the Phil Mickelson, like, we already know them. Like, I'm excited to see some real new talent coming up into the PGA this next year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially since you and I are so young, you know, as we go on and watching golf and just enjoying the sport, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, you know, those guys aren't going to be around forever. And so it'll be nice to really see a lot of these new amateur golfers coming in. I know they got a couple really good guys. I'm not sure of their names, but I know that they're definitely going to make an impact in the PGA Tour.
Let's hope. They got some pretty big shoes to fill, that's for sure.
Yes, they do. I mean, Tiger Woods and Phil, you know, about to play that one-on-one in Vegas in a couple weeks. And so that's definitely going to be a big tournament. But I think that people need to keep an eye on the amateur tournament because you never know when somebody's going to catch fire and come for first place in the FedEx Cup.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited for that one-on-one match as well.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun, for sure. We're going to take another short break here on First Cut. You're listening to First Cut on 96.1. The Wit.
1 in 3 adults in America have pre-diabetes, but most don't know it. To let people know it can be reversed before it becomes type 2 diabetes, professional basketball player Julius Randle is doing everything in reverse.
I'm only dunking with reverse windmills. I drove the whole way to practice in reverse. I don't recommend it. This move's called the reverse shuffle. I do recommend it. And it took me months to learn how to speak in reverse, like this. Here's 10 almost for diabetes type 2 with living Benhas-Mamai. In other words, my mom has been living with type 2 diabetes for almost 10 years. So together, we want to say to the 84 million Americans at risk, Exercise and healthy eating can help reverse prediabetes. Start by taking a simple one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bet he can't say that in reverse.
And we're back here on First Cut 96.1 The Wit. I'm here in the studio with my co-host Matt Skorupski, and we're going to continue talking some PGA Tour. And Matt, like we told everybody before that short break, the PGA Tour season is kind of on their break here. Of course, the PGA season's all year, but they're off on their off season, per se. And Matt, what are you looking forward to the most about the new upcoming season for the PGA Tour?
I'm excited for the players to just come out and show how they improve over this off season, because even Tiger, like you said, like missing short putts from under 7 foot, like those are those little mistakes that once you're going to the Masters, like that could lose you, that could lose that green jacket for you. So I'm really excited to see how these players have improved from one year to the other, and really just hoping to get some new light, some new young blood into the tournaments and stuff, getting some new guys the wins. That'd be really nice to see this next season.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy watching them come out and just show their improvements that they had throughout the off season. You know, it's nice to see that these guys are putting in work and not just coming out here and doing as well as they can without putting in work. I know in high school, you know, there'd be guys on football and baseball that really wouldn't have to practice or anything, but they were just naturally good at it. So it's nice to see that these guys come out and just prove that they worked and proved to us that they love the sport. But I also like being able to watch it, you know, going to the tournaments here in Ohio and just being able to go and see these famous people, you know, and watch them play the sport that you love.
Oh, yeah. Another thing I want to do is go to some of the more kind of local, like in the United States, like some of those PGA courses. I know my brother took a vacation down to Florida and he played on a couple courses down there where they actually played some PGA tournaments, and he said that they were pretty difficult. Like, definitely not the easiest, but then again, he's nowhere close to PGA ready.
Yeah, that's for sure. I definitely think it'd be cool to go and play at some of those courses. Last year, I went to the Mirfield Village and watched the tournament in Dublin, Ohio, and I definitely think that it would be cool to play at that course. But of course, you have to pay a bunch of money, and it just takes a lot of time to kind of illustrate and get together.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of those things where you got to go out with some of your buddies and just mainly just have a good time and just enjoy the experience. Yeah, it would be fun to go play by yourself out there, but it would be so much more fun if you went out with some of your buddies and just went out there, swung some clubs, and just had a good time.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Well, Matt, it looks like that's all the time we have today. You've been listening to First Cut on 96.1 The Wit. I'm James Hudson.
And I'm Matthew Skorupski.
Thank you for listening, and always remember, grip it and rip it.